Welcome to another episode of Mindset, and I have a special guest today, Vera. Vera, how about you quickly introduce yourself, and then I'll introduce the topic of today's podcast.
Yeah, sure. Hi, guys. I'm Vera. I'm 22 years old. I'm from the Netherlands. I'm currently a master's student, but aside of my study, I started my business a few years ago in photography and afterwards marketing. But I think today we'll talk all about photography, right?
That is true. And exactly, that's actually the topic of today. We'll be talking about what it means to be a photographer. Maybe you can tell us a bit like how it went, where you started, where you are now. And actually, maybe you could tell us what it means for you to become, or what it means to you to be a photographer.
Yeah, so it was actually kind of a coincidence how I fell into photography.
Those are the best.
I was always into creativity and drawing and painting as a child, but I never really did anything with photography until I met some photographers and I lent a camera, and I was like, I really love this, but I purchased my first camera and I never had the intention to become a professional photographer. But I got an opportunity to, when I was dancing salsa a lot, I got an opportunity to join a photography team who were doing event photography at parties. And that's how I started. So I was with a group of photographers who had more experience than me, and they taught me how to do it. And then following that, I started learning online more about portrait photography and started doing my own freelance work. So step by step, I really gradually upgraded, and yeah, that's where I came where I am now. So yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Is there any way like you could tell us a bit about your journey in terms of like the quality of photos you shoot or the clients that you had? So like, where did you start? I mean, you mentioned that you had like a team and you guys were all working together on doing event photography. Is there a way that you could let us know on like maybe some secrets of tips and tricks you would have loved to know in the beginning?
I think it's really important to have sort of a mentor figure when you start out, so that you can really, you have a source of information that you can always rely on if you have questions. And for me,
did you have some people that were inspiring you?
Well, I obviously followed some people online, but then also like the coordinator of our team, he was already doing it for many years and he really taught me what's really important. So for instance, I was really insecure about my camera because I had the most cheap camera you could get, you know. I had just like, back then I had a Nikon D3300 and it was the cheapest you could get it wasn't professional, but...
Was it like one of these small ones?
Do you know like DSLR cameras?
Yes.
Was the most entry-level camera in that category of Nikon. So I had that one and I was so insecure about it. But he was like, listen, it's not about the gear. You really need to focus on your technique. You don't need to buy a new camera. You just buy one good lens. You buy a flash so you have good light. And that's it. You just start practicing. And he really was like, every time I was insecure about my gear, he was like, no, focus on your skills. Focus on your technique. And like that was the start of my career, and it was such a good thing. I really recommend everyone to get a mentor because he was really right. And I think 2 years after that, I went to Valencia for a year on exchange, and I bought a new camera and it was much better. Like it was way more expensive. And then I didn't do event photography for a whole year. I came back and I started doing the same type of event photography with this new camera, and my photos were worse than the ones I took before with the older camera because...
No way!
Because I just didn't really understand how this camera worked and like the potential I could get out of it, so...
So you almost have like a personal relationship with your cameras.
Yeah, like there's so much you can learn about your camera and so many functions. It's really important that you really understand the technique and just get a hold of it before you think, oh, I need to get this new equipment and that new lens. And
is there any way that you could like source your... knowledge? Is there any like, I mean, you had a mentor, so you're very fortunate, but if you don't have a mentor, is there a place where people can find more information about a specific camera and how the techniques work?
I think with YouTube you can learn a lot, especially with photography. There's so many tutorials, So I actually learned a lot from that because my mentor really, he didn't explain everything. So also was for me a lot of trial and error. And then combining that with YouTube, I learned everything that I know now. I never took any classes in photography. I just learned everything with the internet. And then if I had a photographer around, I would ask questions. But for the rest, it was always just practicing, looking up what I didn't know, and just growing that way.
I think that's really important, like learning by doing. I'm a person, like I personally learn by do all, like the way that I learn is only by doing. I think mindset, for example, the whole brand was just me trial and erroring all the time and failing and failing and failing. And I guess you can actually see the amount of times you fail by the amount of photos which are bad.
Oh God. The first or second vacation I went like with my camera, the photos are so bad. And I used to really focus on editing, and I would always think that I can fix a photo after making it in Photoshop. And I was so wrong. Like, that's also an important lesson. Just really try to get the photo right within the camera, because some things you cannot fix. And if you have to fix everything in post-production, it's going to take a long time.
Yeah, that's so true. When did what was your age when you started with photography?
I think I was 18.
Because back then was like, I mean, in order for you to find like new jobs or new events or new clients, I guess you have to use some sort of platforms. Was Instagram a source of finding like new clients back then for you?
Yeah, I think back in the day when I started, it was a lot of people just in my network, but over the years I really tried to build my Instagram platform, and now I think it's like 50% of where my clients come from.
That's amazing.
It's helped a lot. And I really like, network is an asset I focus on a lot, because I just noticed that with photography, people often go to who they know. Like, they don't go to Google and search photographer region. You know, they often just think, okay, what is a photographer I know? Do I like their work? Okay, I'm going to send them a message. So I really try to focus on networking and showing what I do. So,
and what is it that you do? Like, what kind of photography?
So once I started, I was really focusing on getting it out there, like showing people my work. And that way my clients started getting in. So, yeah.
And do you still do like event photos, or do you have more like portrait photos now or landscape?
I don't do event photography anymore because, you know, there's a variety of...
Oh, there's no more events.
But it was a great start. I don't, but it was a great start because I could learn with other people. But now there's other forms of photography I enjoy too. And just like salsa events were not profitable at all. So once I realized that I could work for myself and do other types that made more money that I also enjoyed, I was like, okay, this chapter is closed.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So what chapters are open now?
Now, I do mostly portrait photography, so people and food sometimes. But food photography now is just horrible because obviously, like, the hospitality industry is in such a crisis because of COVID. So now I just focus more on portrait photography.
Makes sense. I mean, I would love to do more of the food blog. Maybe you can help me out with that.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, my personal Instagram is just like with food. I think it's holding food.
I think it's just important as a photographer that you realize where your talent lies and you focus on that, because I feel like it's more enjoyable for yourself and also it's better for your career, because I just noticed that I am good at detail, so portraits and food go well for me. But for example, architecture or interiors, like, I just don't have a feeling for it, so I don't focus on it. I focus on what I'm good at and grow my expertise in that, you know?
Yeah. Is there any like specific techniques in your photos that you use, like specific ISOs or shutter speeds?
No, it all depends on the situation, but like, learning to understand light, I think, is the very most important lesson for photographers, because light is just everything. Like, you can have a cheap camera, but if you understand light and you know how to use it and you know how it falls, like, you can create amazing images. regardless of the camera.
And would you ever go into like videos, or do you just do mainly photography? Because videos is super difficult.
Yeah, I think that's a kind of a dilemma for the industry nowadays, because I notice that people often expect of me that I also do videography, and they want that, but it's like you say, it's so different. Like once you get into cameras, you know, it's so different, but people just expect you because you can handle a camera. They expect that you can do both. But I personally decided not to, because I just wanted to more specialize in what I do and not go with a variety of things and kind of diffuse my attention. You know what I mean? Because that's something that I did in the past. I was like, oh, I like this, I like that. And then I would diffuse my attention so much that I didn't become good at one thing, you know?
Yeah, it makes sense. You want to be really specialized and good in one thing.
Yeah, and I think that's also necessary in these days, because there's so many people who get into photography and videography. So I think it's important that you stand out, and maybe the only way to do that is to focus on something.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, personally, I do all the photos for mindset, but like, I'm definitely no expert, and I learned so much by doing the photos, also with lightings. I mean, if you scroll down to the first photos I ever did, they're horrible. They're so bad. But it's more like just content, and then see where it goes.
Yeah, but that's good, because sometimes it's hard to start because you're insecure about your work. But, you know, you have to start somewhere, and it's okay that you're not amazing at the beginning. But you will grow, and as you look back, you see the progress, and that's what really matters. Because you can't start off as a professional, right? You have to start somewhere.
Yeah, so where do you want to like end up? I mean, now you're doing photography, but you mentioned in the beginning that you want to go into marketing, like, and like doing your own business. What would your own business and photography have in common?
So I think photography was a great means to kind of get back to creativity, because I actually always wanted to do something creative, and then I got kind of distracted by my environment, people saying like, oh, it's not realistic to want a creative job. And I was getting interested in nutrition and health, so I went to university for that. And then when I started university, I was like, no, this is not gonna work. Like, I'm not gonna spend my life trying to listen to other people saying what's realistic or not. So aside of my study, I went to learn photography, and I went to work in a social media job. And that's how my interest for marketing grew. And I think photography is also a great way to meet people, because nowadays people really like having their photo taken, I think because of social media, you know. So it's been a way to meet a lot of different people. So that's how I've been able to expand my network. And in the future, I do want to focus on marketing and have my own agency, probably focused on digital marketing. But then it's always handy to be able to make my own photos, you know, if it's necessary. And, you know, photography is a medium in marketing, so it could always be handy. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's super. I mean, I'm super excited to see where you go then in a couple of years. Maybe mindset needs some consulting.
Yeah. Yeah, mindset has been such a game changer, honestly. Like, since I met people who really taught me about mindset and the importance of it, my whole life changed, for sure. Because I was always, I think I kind of grew up with my mom saying, like, I love my mom and I've been raised amazingly, but she always said, like, don't put your hopes up so you cannot get disappointed. So that was kind of the mindset I had growing up. And then I met some people who, you know, believed in the law of attraction, and whatever it is that you believe in doesn't matter, but they all have in common that they just focus on what they want and they just go for it 100% and they believe in it, you know? And I think that's so important, because I was very shy growing up. I doubted myself and I still do sometimes, but at the same time, I recognize my talent and my potential and I just go for it.
I agree. And actually, almost every interview I've done, people always in the beginning had a similar situation as you, where they're like, you know, I've been there, I was tired and I want change. And I like the first thing I recognized, or one thing I recognized, was my changing my mindset, which is also like on a personal note, how I went through, I per se, maybe I wasn't tired, but I was like, I want to change and I want to do things better and I want to make things my way. And this is actually how I started with mindset. But that's super cool that we, like, you know, that there's other people out there that share the same exact feeling. And mindset is definitely something that everybody can aspire to, because it's so personal and it's all about like growing, or a growth mindset, growing by yourself, you know. So I completely agree.
That's why it's so important to surround yourself with the right people, because I think the majority of people in society, they kind of have this same mindset of, you know, having to do something realistic in your career and just settling for what's comfortable. But once you start,
don't settle for comfortable.
Yeah, it's just, comfort is the worst, honestly. Like, the times where I was most uncomfortable is where the most growth has been. And it sounds so cliche, but it's so true. Like, my life would not have been the same.
So this is also your first podcast, right?
Yeah, it is. A little bit nervous, not gonna lie, but
learning never stops.
Exactly, yeah. So you just have to accept that for your, like, to reach your goals, you will have to go through discomfort.
So for all the people who want to become photographers and maybe didn't feel like they wanted, they could get out of the shell, how could they contact you potentially?
How they could contact me? Well, I have my Instagram, vera.wilders. I don't know if that's understandable for English people. And there's my website as well. And you can send me a DM anytime. So, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Because I'm pretty sure there's so many people out there who wanted to, myself included, actually, photography and videography is one thing that I would really like to improve, or just like my Premiere Pro or Photoshop skills. But it's, you know, it's a field that can help you so much in the long run, because creativity is the one thing you can't automate. So we'll see how the industry goes.
Yeah, and I really encourage people to reach out to other photographers to ask questions and learn from them, because that's how I also grew a lot, just by having other people helping me, you know. So yeah,
maybe you can become a mentor one day.
Yeah, I would love that, to give back. Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Vera, and I hope this was just as much fun for you as it was for me.
It was.
And I'll of course let all the listeners know about your Instagram so that they can reach out to you for any questions, and I wish you a good day.
Awesome, wish you the same. Thank you so much.